God is moving on the streets.
If we can touch that one gang member with that one word, we can reach entire gangs. We can reach entire cities.
We, the people of God, are going to bring the light into the darkness.
They're like sheep without a shepherd.
They don't know him yet.
A lot of times they feel trapped.
Anyone that's growing in light is going to have an increasing heart for those who are in darkness.
Go in his power and in his love and demonstrate who he is.
I see a few people made a believer out of me.
We send them out two by two.
To a wounded and dying world. Not to condemn, but to love.
Know his love, man. He really loves you.
The dead raised, the sick healed. Devil cast out in great measure, the poor looked after, and it should be normal Christianity.
God's heart burns for the lost, and he wants us to take the prophetic to the streets.
Welcome to Extreme Prophetic. My name is Patricia King, and I'm really glad that you've joined us for today's program. We're going to be talking about the homeless, and specifically about drug addicts who live homeless. So you're going to learn lots, and you'll see how we can take light into the darkness. She's got a picture of Jesus in her purse, a keychain with a cross, a Bible inside of her purse, and she knows the Bible. Like, she got saved when she was 18, she's 22, so she's been saved for about 4 years. And you can tell she really is passionate about the Lord, but she's trapped. So we prayed for her. She felt fire go through her. She felt the fire. And when she left, she still felt the fire. So that was a sign that something happened. But you know, you get down here and there's so much vision of what you could maybe do to help people. I really believe for a season they have to come out of this environment, they have to get strengthened and properly discipled. Because just putting them in a bed for the night or giving them a bottle of water, that meets their immediate physical need. But there's reasons why addicts are addicts. They're hurting people, they have a lot of healing that's necessary, which makes me think that we need to start finding out in the valley, where are the healing ministries? Who are they? And bring them in and maybe do seminars and bring groups of people in and then get one-on-one help for them after that. Welcome to Insights. I have my good friend, Luc Gingras. He's one of our team members with Extreme Prophetic, and it's great to have you with us today.
So good to be an Extreme Prophetic from Quebec.
Tell you, yes, all the way from Montreal.
Yeah.
Okay, it's wonderful. Okay, Luke 10,
yeah.
Verse 30 to 37 is the story about the Good Samaritan.
Right.
So we're going to talk about the homeless today and ministering to the homeless, specifically to the drug addicted in that community. And Luke 10, verse 30 to 37, talks about the Good Samaritan.
That's right.
But before the Good Samaritan came by and helped that guy who was dying, who was literally dying, there was others that just walked by with their nose up in the air or whatever, and they saw him there, but they didn't do anything about it.
The funny part about this also is that the first one is a priest, if I recall well, and the second one a Levite, which are representing the religious people.
That's right.
You know, but they don't respond to their mandate.
The need was there, but they didn't respond.
That's right.
And we find that there's many homeless around, and you know, we've talked about in another program about all the reasons why people can be homeless, and every one of those reasons needs to be addressed. But today we're going to look specifically at the whole situation of the drug addicted, and because when we're down in the zone, down in Phoenix and in particular, we see so many crack addicts and they're homeless because of their addiction. And we have to reach out, you know, even though they've made wrong choices. You don't just become a drug addict overnight.
No, you don't decide one day, you know. Many times I go in schools, we have a program that we go in schools, say no to drugs and alcohol abuse and suicide, and we go in schools. And I would say to the kids, I would say, or the teenagers, I would say, you don't wake up a Tuesday morning and say, today I become a drug addict, you know?
Exactly.
This is not that way.
Exactly, it doesn't happen like that.
You know, there are situations in life that bring you to find a new avenue, this avenue that looks good at first, but brings you in the down pit of hell.
Exactly, and it's such a seduction, isn't it? I remember about a year ago, I actually was visited by a demon power. It was called The Spirit of Heroin, but I believe it represents many kinds of evil spirits, you know, that carry that kind of wooing nature concerning drugs, but it was called The Spirit of Heroin.
You've been visited by that?
Yes, it came into a hotel room. The Lord allowed me to see this because he was giving me a warning about the young people.
Wow.
But this spirit, it actually looked almost like a female type figure, but it was a demon power, looked very beautiful, had this white flowing gown on, and there was this young man, and this spirit said to the young man, come to me,
wow.
I will help you, I will take care of all your problems, I will be your best friend. You know, it was so seductive. It was so seductive. And the young man looked at the woman, and he began to draw close to her, and all of a sudden this mist came into him, which I believe was the point of his addiction. And then she grabbed hold of him and then laughed with his evil laugh and had him in bondage. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, beware, because that spirit, which is a drug spirit, is going to try to get a hold of the younger generation, and even Christian young people are going to be apprehended by that spirit if they're not alert.
That's right.
Because it's so seductive. And he says, beware, because that thing is running rampant. And within about a few weeks, I put out a an email directive for people to pray into this. And this mother of a drug addict's son wrote me back. She had read through his journal, and he described the exact same demon spirit that came to him before he became a drug addict.
Whoa.
And he even wrote a song about it, and that was, you know, now he's in jail because of his addiction, but it takes you out.
You know, what really bugs me about drugs is that it looks so inoffensive at first.
At first, yeah.
I remember the first time I was invited to smoke a joint, you know, and it brought me about a year and a half to take LSD, you know, and I scrapped all my school, you know, and it brought me to, I lose my life, you know. I've got two friends that died of LSD, overdose, you know. I personally made an overdose, you know, and that's another story.
It would be long to talk. You ended up in hospital and everything?
Not that time, but It really was a big experience. Maybe someday I'll share about that.
When people start taking drugs, like you say, it's like at first it seems like fun. Oh, wow, this is something new. And sometimes in their first experience, it's a very exciting thing. You know, like they might have a good experience at first. But then afterwards, it just spirals down. Everything goes bad after a while.
That's right.
And
that's
it begins to own the person.
Yeah. You see, when we were reading about, the Good Samaritan parable, Jesus says, like, it fell among thieves who stripped him of his clothing, wounded him, and departed, leaving him half dead.
That's what the devil does. That's what a drug addiction does.
That's exactly what. And I want to come back to the thing that the priest and the Levite didn't do their job.
Yeah.
And then the Good Samaritan arrives and takes him, brings him to the place, and he is even ready to pay for the other one.
To look after him and
everything. That's why I think this is the part we have to enter in, you know. We're called to enter in that dimension now, to go and to be even ready to invest others' life, to invest of our time, even maybe our money.
Yeah.
It will be costly.
Yeah.
But if we don't do it, it's going to be costly for somebody's life for eternity.
When we work with the drug addicts and the homeless down in, you know, places like the inner city of Vancouver and different places, is that it is so clear that there is almost like a prison of the demonic around a certain area.
That's right.
It's like you cross from one street into the next street, and there's this territory. It's like a prison.
Yeah.
And inside of that prison is this darkness.
Yeah.
Well, light needs to invade that darkness, and that's us. We have to go. We can't just ignore the problem. We can't say, oh, well, they just deserve to be there. They're a bunch of losers. Leave them all there together. We need to go in and invade that darkness and bring them into light.
That's right. It's true that they are losers until we get in their life.
Mm-hmm. That's why we can't just leave them there.
It's like when I was in Montreal, I was then pastoring in Montreal, in downtown Montreal. And this church, I was going there, they were really like When they started the church, the church was at a certain height. Mm-hmm. But after a couple of years, decades, well, there were big, you know, les gratte-ciel, the big...
programs or whatever?
No, the big buildings, you know?
Oh, right.
You know?
Yeah, skyscrapers.
Skyscrapers, yeah. You know?
There we go.
So anyway, you know, and they didn't realize that there was a gay village there. They didn't realize the people around there. And me, I was the guy from the country arriving, you know, and I had a culture shock, you know, seeing what was going on. And I was telling them, I was preaching, I was telling them, do you see outside what's going on, you know? There's drug addicts, there's prostitution, and there's a gay village there, you know? It's called the gay village. What are we going to do? We're a church. We're supposed to do
exactly.
something with this. And they were, so I got, finally I got mad, and I took a guy to take pictures with me, photograph. We went in the streets, and we made a diapo, you know, like slides.
Uh-huh.
And of all what was going on from 10 to 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Came back with the slides the next morning, the next Sunday I was preaching. But instead of preaching,
you
I said, I've got pictures. I don't have a word to say. So an hour of slides.
Oh, wow.
And at the end, everybody was crying.
Yeah.
And it's then that we started the work for the needy people,
and
homeless.
And I think that sometimes all we need is sometimes a vision.
A picture.
To know what's going on.
Yeah.
Because you know what, Luke? We're in a love war.
That's
We're
right.
in a love war. This younger generation is wanting to be taken out by the enemy. And drugs is one of the things that takes it out. The streets are full of homeless youth.
That's right.
Because of this monster.
That's right.
And we, the church,
that's
have
right.
power to do something about it. And so in the program today, that's what we're going to call you to. You can step into praying or interceding or maybe even funding an evangelism
That's
project
right.
or maybe just walking the streets yourself to find those in need, because there's those dying right now, calling out for help. We meet them all the time. They're there. You just walk the streets and you wait until you find that one who is ripe and ready to be helped, and you reach out and you bring them in. And so that's what we're appealing to, right, Luke?
That's right.
We're appealing to the Christ in you that that is the hope of glory for these ones. So why don't you ask the Lord what you can do at this time? Be a good Samaritan and maybe go and invade that darkness with the light that's in you.
Reach those in the streets, the marketplace, and the world around you with the life-giving gospel. The School of Extreme Prophetic offers powerful equipping and impartation so that you're fully furnished to reach the world around you. The school includes prophetic evangelism training as well as an outreach to the streets. It's a lot of fun and it's life-changing. Meet new friends and with them bring light into the darkness. Go online at extremeprophetic.com for more information.
God Talk. I just want to share a little piece of resource with you here that might help you get really inspired to take the gospel to those that are bound and broken. It's my book called Light Belongs in the Darkness. And it's a book that's full of testimony and vision, but also teaching that'll help equip you and get you ready. And, you know, I just want you to be well aware of our online bookstore. In fact, our website is just full of information for you to help equip you to reach out to others. And we have a bookstore that's full of equipping courses, such as the Prophetic Boot Camp, that'll teach you how to hear the voice of the Lord and to prophesy. And then we have our School of Extreme Prophetic that helps you get equipped for taking the prophetic to the street, and all kinds of other courses on prayer, on on the gifts of the Spirit, on the glory of God, and much, much more. We have a whole team of people and associates that we work with that have resources available to you to help get you equipped. You know, the Word of God does not return void, but it accomplishes everything that it's sent to do. And so as you get that Word, you know, on the inside of you, get lots of it in there, it'll just be poured out as wine as you go out to reach others. So fill yourself up with the Word constantly. Another item that you might be really interested in is our DVD called God on the Streets. And what we do is we take the camera to the streets and we capture what God is doing by His Spirit. And on this DVD, you'll see Him deliver drug addicts. You'll see Him release people into salvation. You'll see the prophetic teams out in restaurants and all kinds of things. So it's called God on the Streets. It's a DVD. Again, you can get it online as well as other resources because we prepared it all just for you. But in addition to that, we also have teams that go out on regular basis to the homeless. And I know down in Phoenix we have a team. It's called our Extreme Homeless Fellowships because the homeless, of course, don't have homes, so you can't have a home fellowship. So we have Extreme Homeless Fellowships. And we take these teams into the streets and we minister to those that don't have homes. And we sit down there on the pavement with them. We talk to them. We pray with them. We counsel them. We just take church to the streets. And with that, we work and are affiliated with a number of different organizations down there because, you know, no one group can do it alone. But we have networks of people that, you know, clothe them, that feed them, that nurture them, that disciple them, that get them into the drug rehab programs and so on and so forth. So if you're interested in joining us, if you're in the Phoenix area or even in the Vancouver area, you can connect with our Extreme Prophetic teams. Just go online and you can get that information. But today on God Talk, I want to specifically talk about one outreach that we went on, and we met a young gal who I was really touched by her life as we met her. She was down on the street in the zone, homeless and addicted to crack cocaine. She was a Christian girl. She had known the Lord and was serving God faithfully. In fact, she was quite an evangelist. After she originally came off of her drug habit and got saved, delivered, set free, she had this evangelistic fervor. She wanted to share with everyone she possibly could about the goodness of God. And so she successfully led many people to Jesus. But then she had this burden to go back down on the streets where she had come from and preach the gospel to her drug addicted friends from before. And she wasn't quite ready. You see, if you're going to do that, you have to make sure that you're completely delivered and that you have a lot of accountability. It's true that our light does belong in the darkness, but we have to be ready to go into the darkness. We have to be strong enough. And so this girl went back down on the streets, and it wasn't long before she got enticed and started using again. And so when we met her, she was once again addicted. And she was feeling so ashamed and so guilty about her condition, her habit, and was weeping over it. But, you know, God is the God of the second chance. He is the God of the third chance, the fourth chance, the fifth chance. And we were able to lead her into a rededication of her life and to pray deliverance over her, where she felt the heat of God, the fire of God go through her and purge her. And so we're just going to show you a little clip right now of that wonderful work of God in her life. And the Lord says that He is going to bring a freedom to your life, that He is going to clean you. He is going to cleanse you. He is going to satisfy the desires of your heart. And the Lord says that He's removing shame off of you. In fact, I just feel like just pulling it off, just like a garment, pulling it off your mind and pulling it off your heart, that you get shame pulled off of you today. And He wants to clothe you with love and clothe you with His compassion in the name of Jesus. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask that You would deliver her from this drug addiction. Now, Fatima, can I have you sit up for a moment? And in the presence of the Lord, can I have you pray after me? In Jesus' name, I repent for using drugs. And I renounce crack cocaine and everything associated with it. I ask You to cleanse me. Come into my life afresh. And deliver me from the spirit of addiction. Now, I'm just going to pray for that spirit to leave you now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I command right now, the spirit of addiction to crack cocaine, I'm telling you, go now in the name of Jesus Christ. Lift all the way outside, all the way off, all the way off. Lift right off of her right now in the name of Jesus. I demand that you let go of her will right now in the name of Jesus. Release her will from that addiction right now in Jesus' name. Let go. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And loose her mind from the chains that are on her mind. Yes. Loose her mind, Lord Jesus, from the chains that are on her mind. I command every demon spirit of addiction to loose her mind right now in the name of Jesus. I demand that all craving leave her now in the name of Jesus. Every craving go right now in the name of Jesus. What are you feeling right now, Fatima?
Fire.
You're feeling fire? That's the power of God setting you free from the addiction. He consumes the addiction with his fire. It's a sign that he's delivering you. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we ask for more fire, more fire, more fire to come and burn up this addiction within her, in her bloodstream, in her nasal passages, in her lungs, in her mind, in every part of her body, that you would send your fire right now to release a full, complete deliverance in Jesus' name.
Yes, Lord.
Fill her with your love. Bring her into a soundness of mind. And I renounce right now. I speak to that demon power of addiction. And I say to you, you're off limits. With the power invested in me, in the name of Jesus Christ, I tell you, leave her right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. How are you feeling? And describe how you're feeling right now.
Free.
What does freedom feel like right now to you?
I feel new, I swear to you.
Give me a hug.
Do you need a miracle in your life? Our prayer team at Extreme Prophetic will pray through each and every need that you send us. Simply write out your request in an email and send to prayer@extremeprophetic.com. Each need receives personal attention through skilled intercessors. It is our pleasure to help you receive your miracle.
I have a destiny word for someone who's being a little bit naughty right now. In fact, you have a grow operation in your basement. Yes, you do. And I see it. The Lord is revealing this to me. That is not your destiny. You're called to be a child of the King, not a servant to some drug lord. You know, it might look like that thing can make you some money right now, but I'm warning you, it's going to take you down. And so why don't you decide right this very minute to pack that whole operation in, get cleansed by the blood of Jesus, and start living for Him 100% and see everything turned around.
I've got a destiny word for a young man right now. You've been raised in a church and you've been led astray, and this got you on the avenue of drug addiction, crack cocaine addiction, and you want to get out of it and you don't know how. Your parents, your mom especially, is praying for you continually for you, and she's going to win, because the Lord says that He wants to get you out of there. And it's written, I've got a word for you, it's written, and a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever, and He's got a place for you. And therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. And I just want to speak freedom right now over your life. May the chains of drug addictions fall by the blood of the Lamb. Right now, in the name of Jesus, receive.
Well, this seems to be just such a time of getting addicts set free, because I've got another word, Luke, and it's about a cocaine addict. And you are a woman, and you've been snorting cocaine, and, you know, it's having physical ramifications on your body and everything right now, but it started out to be such a buzz for you, such a rush for you, but now it's got you in bondage, and you don't think you can live without it, but you can. In fact, right this very moment, I'm going to break the power of that addiction off your life, and it's going to fall. Now, this is what I want you to do. I want you to say, I want to be free. Say it out loud. I want to be free. Lord Jesus, say it after me. Lord Jesus, I give you I give you this drug addiction. There you go. Now you're giving it to him. Now in the name of Jesus Christ, I break the power of that demonic hold on you and that addiction. I command it to leave you right now, right now. Falling off you like chains. It's falling off you like chains right now. And Lord, give her strength, give her vitality. Just fortify her in every area of her life and let her spread the testimony of your faithfulness abroad.
Mm-hmm. It's so weird. I'm receiving a lot of what I, even now I receive another word, and it's for somebody that's been raised in a church. It's like the enemy came and tried to get them out of their destiny.
Yep.
And we want to rebuke that in the
sure
name of
do.
Jesus. We take authority
right now.
Right now
in Jesus' name.
In the name of Jesus. And it's for a young girl again. But this one, this you've been called and you've been touched by a prophetic anointing. You already swam in the prophetic anointing, but you fell into a deception. You've been disappointed by some people that made promises about ministry. You've been disappointed and you decided to go away, and it brought you into drugs. And the Lord is saying, now this is over. You have to come back right now. You have to repent today. And just come in His arms right now. He's taking you back. And just come the way you are. Don't wait. Come the way you are, and He's going to set you free. This is a promise from above. Right now, receive that promise. He's going to set you free. He's setting you free right now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Become a Breaker Team member today and partner with us in God's media army and harvest teams through your monthly financial gift of $30 or more. As a partner, you are prayed for every day by skilled intercessors on our team. You receive special gifts, reduced registration fees, and exclusive privileges during many Extreme Prophetic sponsored events. As a Breaker Team financial partner, you receive the Breaker anointing that rests upon Extreme Prophetic. Partner with us today and join the Extreme Prophetic family.
Thank you so much for joining us on today's program. And can I ask you to pray about something? If you've been watching the program over a period of time and really enjoying it, could you pray about supporting this program financially? Your love gifts are so appreciated. It just helps us to continue to reach out to those in need and to equip the body of Christ. Now, here's a destiny word for each and every one of you. It's this: God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. So we'll see you next time, and join us online at extremeprophetic.com. Drugs is a killer, and it's out to kill you and your friends if you'll let it. But you know, there's power to resist in Jesus Christ. And I'm going to ask you, if you have been tempted to use drugs, or if your peers are putting pressure on you and saying, come on out to the party and use it, I'm asking you to stand strong and resist it. Because it's those initial times that begins a spiral downward. And many people that we meet on the streets whose lives have been wiped out, it started just with that little bit, that little beginning. Will you resist and say no? You know, Jesus was on the cross. He was in terrible pain, excruciating pain. Many things had taken place in His life at that time. All kinds of slander, betrayal, denial, everything. But He resisted when they said, hey, take some of this, Jesus. It'll ease the pain. That vinegar was to ease the pain. And He said, no, I refuse it. I'll go alone with the power of the Spirit. Why don't you?